So the report mentions about evidence-based practice. What did you find out about this?
One of the key things that we'd like to get across to landlords is that we did find examples where they had actually handled the substantive issue itself well. And so whether that was a complaint or another aspect of service delivery, but time and time again, they would then falling down at the final hurdle, which was then making an accurate and contemporaneous record as to what that decision was. And crucially, when I'm talking about decisions, I mean the decision to sometimes take no action. So they had done the hard bit in terms of making sure that they were following correct processes and weighing up the risk, and but then decided to take no further action. And because it's seen as a negative, in terms of it's a negative decision, there seems to be a sense that you don't then need to record if you've decided that the decision is no further action. So I think in terms of evidence-based practice, one of the things we'd really like to say to landlords to help them, benefit them in terms of being able to prove that they're doing all that hard work around the decision making and their rationale for it, is that if you do decide that the decision is that you don't need to do anything, that is a decision in itself and needs to be treated exactly the same way.